your self-portrait in our last class affected me more than anything in this world.
Well, you know, and what really amazed me was I didn't see it when I took it.
Right.
I did not see it till I printed it. Mm-hmm. And once it came out printed, it was like, oh, dear God, I'm gone.
Right.
I'm gone. I've left. You know, I'm not there. And that was overwhelming. I'm going to tear up just telling you about it right now. But it was overwhelming to me.
And I think in that moment, we all felt your pain through the photograph that you shared.
But the good thing about it was it helped me turn.
Right.
I made a huge turn when I printed that picture because I knew what was wrong. That was
and
fabulous.
And then the best thing is that you filled it up in the end.
Yeah, I did.
And I loved that. It was so beautiful that you added all the other photographs that you had taken to that one photograph to fill it back up.
It worked. Mm-hmm. It did heal me. Mm-hmm. In so many ways, it healed me.
And it was very profound, not just for you, but for me and for all of us in there. And it was just it was a beautiful thing. It was really wonderful. And what I liked, too, about that class was when you would talk about your husband and when other women in the class would talk about their family members and how it was also affecting them through what you were creating and how you were growing through your art. It was also affecting your family, and they were seeing the changes
in
you.
The differences.
The differences.
Yeah, and that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
That's a good thing. And the people I work with saw it, too. Wait a minute, you're taking pictures again? Oh, this is good. And will I ever heal? No.
Well, no. And no. I don't think that's the purpose of it. I think the purpose of it is living with it
Dealing
and being able
it.
To express it in a way that feels right to you.
True.
To just getting it out instead of pushing it in.
Which is all-consuming. It will, it will eat you alive.
It will. It absolutely will. And there, everybody who's suffering through any type of grief has got to find a way to eventually push it out.
Right. And it's not that you are forgetting how much you love someone or miss someone or anything that might have happened in your life.
Right.
You're not forgetting them.
No.
It's just that you're going on.
Absolutely. And in that sense, you're honoring them.
You are. You are. Because in some ways, I remember I told you that coming to Sawtooth was Amy's last gift to me.
Yes.
Because she brought me here.
Yes.
Without it, I wouldn't be here today.